Welcome to Sick's Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting second. The second baseman, Juan Rios. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dennis Pepke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Merritt Reyneau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Gellner. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, John Gellner. And now, play ball. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rios scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyneau hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hernandez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a fly ball towards center. Harper settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Harper. Pepke moves to second. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker bunts towards the mound. Jellner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pepke moves to third. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson fields it and throws to second for the out. Pepke scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 0-for-1 in the game. Rios hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Rios reaches third base with a triple. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first, with Jellner covering, for the out. Rios scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler takes first base on ball 4. John Jellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jellner bunts towards the mound. Bunker juggles the ball. That's an error on Bunker. Euler moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops it up and throws to first, with Jellner covering, for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher is hit by the pitch. Davis moves to second. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raynou is 0 for 1 in the game. Raynou strikes out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hegan. Pepke reaches second base with a double. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jellner fields it and has Pepke trapped. He races towards second and tags Pepke for the out. Bunker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Gill pinch hits for Ray Euler. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Jellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Jellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Pilots nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gus Gill now playing third base. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jellner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5 to nothing, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper strikes out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards the mound. Bunker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. Hegan moves to third. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Merritt Renou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renou is 0-for-2 in the game. Renou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Bouton now pitching. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bunker hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rios hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rios moves to third. Bob Oliver pinch runs for Pat Kelly. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to home to get Rios. Oliver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Foy moves to third. It's 6-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Bob Oliver now playing center field. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-2, Royals. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Pilots 2. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pepke hits a pop-up towards short. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Pilots 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Whitaker pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker bunts towards the right side of the infield. Rio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 3 in the game. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Seattle Pilots, 2. Goodbye from 6 Stadium in Seattle.